Episode 3079, ready for an upgrade?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a wonderful week. It is now the weekend, and you get to focus on your relationship with the one that you love, who you sleep with. Are you ready for an upgrade? Oh, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Okay, deep breath here, because this is a whirlwind. I'm sure you're thinking, all right, Christiane, you're talking AI. What are we doing? Do we need a new software update? Oh, no, no, no. Marriage is a beautiful bond between two people. You know that. But maybe you're ready for an upgrade. Thinking the grass is always greener on the other side when it comes to your spouse. Often the best way to upgrade your relationship is to upgrade yourself. When you think about it, as two people come together, right, each with their own set of beliefs and values and habits, there's inevitably going to be disagreements, misunderstandings, and hurt feelings. Been there? I'm sure you have been. I've been there more times than I can count. However, it is how we overcome these challenges that can make or break the marriage. Do you really want that big D? Are you looking for that excuse to get the big D? And you know what I'm talking about, right? Divorce. Or are you one that says, gosh, no, I just wish, maybe I should have married someone different. Maybe if I just would have held out and that one guy I liked, he never got married, maybe he could have been mine. Seriously? All right, if we're honest, we probably had some form or fashion of that thought. Not exactly, but at least a question mark of, did I marry the right person? Sometimes you get a definitive yes, and sometimes it's more of a maybe. But you see, love is not about a feeling. Love is not, oh, I'm in this because I just feel this flutter within me. It's great when you have that. But in all honesty, feelings what? They fade. Love is an action. It's a verb. And you've got to put in what you want out. So instead of viewing the difficulties of your marriage as a sign that something is wrong with your spouse, you got to consider it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. By upgrading ourselves, we can improve the overall quality of our relationship and experience deeper love and connection with our partner. Isn't that what we want? Especially if we're females. Like, I got to have this connection. I want that feeling. I want that sizzle. Now, one reason why you should consider upgrading yourself in your marriage is that you have the most control over yourself and your actions. Because I know what you're thinking. You don't know my spouse. You don't know my husband. You don't know my wife. If you were in my position, you would be saying, oh, yeah. He's horrible. He does this. And you probably could rattle off 20 things in less than 10 seconds because that's how much you focus on the bad things, right? It's easy to blame your spouse for the problems in the relationship. But if you pause for those 10 seconds and stop and not try to place blame on your spouse, if you then take the responsibility for your own growth and improvement, you can create positive changes that will benefit both of you. Yet if you keep doing the things the same way that you've been doing them, you can't expect different results. That's called crazy, my friend. So coming from this perspective too, upgrading ourselves can lead to greater satisfaction and happiness in our own lives, right? We feel fulfilled. When we take the time to work on personal growth and development, we cultivate a sense of calling, this fulfillment, an inner peace that can have a positive impact on all areas of our lives, including our own relationships. So now that you're ready for an upgrade, right? It's not about AI, it's about UI. It's all about you today. And no, not a new spouse, but you can have an incredible upgrade. What does it look like? Well, you got to change your reflection. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Change your reflection. And please know, this has nothing to do. Are you listening? Listen carefully. This has nothing to do with the way you look, your shape, or your size. Let me say that again, if you didn't hear me loud and clear. This has nothing to do with the color of your eyes, the way you look, how your curves are, how big your up or bottom is. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter your shape or your size. None of that is what we're talking about. Okay, get that out of your head. Now, does some of that matter? If you want me to answer honestly, unfortunately, yes, it does. But that's for a different conversation, a different episode. This is about how you show up in your everyday dealing with what comes your way today. It's not about the color of your hair, okay? It's not about what the number is on the scale, what size is on the hanger. It's about the inward. Because guess what? Your spouse cares about that too, and more so. I know. I've been there. I've experienced it. So what does it look like to change a reflection? Well, number one, you have to communicate in love and more effectively. And this communication has to happen to yourself first, right? Because we know communication is essential in any relationship, but it's particularly critical in marriage. So make time to talk to your spouse every day. Make time to ask them questions, to listen to their responses, to listen with empathy and compassion. But guess what? The flip side is you have to do this first to yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to call yourself crazy and start talking to yourself and doing strange things. But I am telling you, you need to communicate to yourself in love. And if you keep looking in that mirror and you say, you need to lose 20 pounds. Okay, the fact is maybe you do need to lose 20 pounds. But what's on the inside of those 20 pounds? Where's the heart? What's going on with your attitude? What happens with your tone of voice when the kids just happen to leave their Legos around and your heel hits one again? Do you go ballistic? Are you like absurd in how you respond to it? That you just kind of throw things and you just have this temper? Or are you one who calmly says, oh, you know what, guys, I really love you, as you're, you know, gritting your teeth together, but you really need to pick up your toys because the mama monster is going to come out and get you, right? That's a different way of quote unquote attacking and reacting in this situation. And your spouse can say, well, gosh, I would be screaming too, but she took it with, gosh, such a champion. She was amazing. She loves those kids. Instead of, I'm gonna, whatever comes out of your mouth because you had a bad day. You can't just say, I've had a bad day. All right, yeah, we're not gonna sing that song, but you know what I mean, right? Okay, that's a positive song, by the way. If you're not sure, I know you're already singing it in your head, right? Because it's going to my head too. I should have it in the background, but they are not a sponsor of this program, so we cannot do that. But you gotta communicate to yourself in love, in love. But most of us are doing it in hate. We are hateful and hurtful to ourselves. And if you do that every single time you look at yourself, every single time you have interaction with yourself, which by the way, you have more interaction with yourself than you do with anybody else. Your inner conversations are much louder than your outer conversations. So you got to pay attention to what's happening. And if everything you're saying is negative, what do you think is going to be reflected on somebody else looking in? A lot of negative, a lot. So communicate in love. Begin to understand to the fullest who you are becoming, right? Communication is about comprehension. It's a process of learning. Number two, show appreciation unexpectedly. That's the key. Unexpectedly, not just on Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, birthday. Unexpectedly. It's easy to take your spouse for granted. We all do it. And we only focus, right, on their faults most of the time because it's like, oh, it's easier to see the bad stuff than it is the good stuff. So we blame. Oh, you're at fault for this. You're at fault for that. I don't like you for this. Why wouldn't you do it this way? And you're trying to carve them, to mold them into exactly who you want them to be. But really, you need to look in the mirror, right? So then you knock them down more than you build them up. But if you want to upgrade your relationship, it's important to appreciate the things your spouse does well. So take time to acknowledge and thank your partner for the things they do well for you. The things they do out of the blue. And you don't have to wait till, okay, on Father's Day, I'm going to have this huge list as to why I love you, why you're good with our kids, Why not just go over and lean over tonight and whisper in your husband's ear and say, you know what, hon, just want you to know you're the best dad there is. And walk away. That's it. Maybe a little peck on the cheek and that's it. There's going to be a pause, though. Your husband's going to be like, what just happened? What did I do wrong? Something's going on. And then it happens again unexpectedly in a couple days later. And you say, you know what, hon, I just love that you just went and took my car and filled it up with gas. Thanks, babe. What? She thanked me for something that I do all the time for her? Like, I just think she expects it. Okay? That kind of kindness, that kind of appreciation goes on for miles. It builds the love account. Now, you got to show it to your spouse, but you know what I'm going to say? You got to show it to yourself first. You got to be kind to yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you get all hooty-tooty and egotistical and you're like, become this humongous jerk. And you're like, ha-ha, look at me, look at me, look at my crown. You go out and you order one on Amazon. You're like, aha, I'm putting my own jewels on my head because I didn't get it when I was going out when I was younger. But now I've got it and I'm going to wear it around every day. Okay, not that kind. I want you to be kind to yourself. When you look in the mirror, gosh, I got to lose 20 pounds. Okay, that might be a fact, but I don't want you to say that. I want you to say something loving. Make it a twist and say, you might be a little tired today. You went to bed late, but you got up with energy, a zest for life. Now go get them. Whoa. Okay, it acknowledges the truth that, oh, I stayed up too late. I may look a little tired, but guess what? Look how I'm conquering my day. Doesn't that inspire you? I mean, you may not even be tired, but you're like, oh, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. You've got to be kind to yourself. Because again, that reflection, look at your kids. If you have kids, look at your kids. They are your reflection. Do they show what you want to see? That's all I have to say. Number three, prioritize intimacy daily. And if you're a guy, you're like, yes, sign me up. I want this. Yeah, I know. I had to back away from the mic. Hope I didn't blow your eardrums out on that one because that is truly the man's response. The women were like, yes, maybe. Okay. Yeah, if I'm not too tired, I don't know. Because they're like, you just don't get it. I'm running around with the kids. I've got to do the dinner, dishes, and dogs, deal with all of that. I've got the laundry. I mean, everything, right? You're like, oh. But take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath for a moment. Marriage is more than just a friendship or companionship, right? It's physical touch. It's physical intimacy. And no, I'm not just talking about sex, okay? Yes, that is part of the intimacy, but it's not all of it. So men, I'm sorry if you thought it was all going to be about the big S. It is not. It is also about the physical touch. So whether you're male or female, okay, you want to have that opportunity to be intimate with your spouse, holding your spouse's hand, giving that sweet peck on the cheek out of the blue, just coming up and brushing and just hugging. Maybe it's that four or five squeezes on the shoulders. I mean, if your spouse loves a shoulder massage, then why not give it, okay? You don't have to sit there and you don't have to be in your privacy of your own room and you don't have to be, now you may have those times you want to do that. That's fine, not a problem. But you can do some of this stuff out and every day. And guess what? If your kids see it, they're going to be like, wow, that's so sweet. And they're not going to be like so grossed out when you give them a kiss on the lips. You know what I mean? All right. So prioritize intimacy daily, right? You got to make time for it. You really do, because you are going to be tired. I know. Five kids, grandchild, dogs, cats, moving. I don't know. You name it. I'm coming and going all the time. I think I have like 12 different calendars. And of those 12 different calendars, every day is a different day. And when I put it on that day, it changes anyway. So you know what? I don't even keep a calendar anymore. It's called flexibility. Mom, you got to be flexible all the time. Somebody says, what are you doing? I'm like, that's a really good question. There's only a select few things that are hard on the calendar. Rest of the time, I really have to be flexible. That's my survival skill. Seriously, if you want the inside secret, that's one of my survival skills. And so when it comes to the intimacy, when it comes to that physical touch, make time for it, okay? Make time. And also, if you are not in love with yourself, and you're not kind to yourself, do you think this is going to be easy? It's not. So see how everything builds on upon the next? All right, number four, work on your personal development and growth. When you work on your personal development, you become a better person, which translates into becoming a better spouse, right? It's about your reflection. Take time to work on who you are becoming. Know where you fall short. Prioritize your self-care. Believe it or not, your spouse can see whether or not you're taking care of yourself. Yeah, so are you, you know, grooming yourself? That doesn't mean you have to go get your nails done or you have to have, you know, your hair done by somebody expensive all the time. You can do your own hair, but brush your hair, right? Brush your hair. Put it up. Make it nice. If you're not one who wears a lot of makeup, great, but maybe you do wear makeup more often than not. And you want to go some days that you don't have a lot of makeup, but your spouse is kind of like, oh, I kind of like you with makeup. You know how that is. Yeah. Well, that too is for another episode. But maybe you just go, well, you know what? I'm just going to put on some moisturizer and I'll put on a little lipstick, some eyeliner and some mascara and call it good. Wow. Your eyes are big and bright and your lips are there. They look lush and plump. And your spouse is like, oh, you look beautiful today. And you're like, if only he would see that every single day. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. So take care of yourself. Prioritize that self-care. When you put the kids to bed, go take a bath, a hot bath if you need to, all right? Do something to care for yourself and then challenge yourself to be better today than yesterday. It's not about being perfect. Notice I didn't even use that word till now. It's not about perfection. It's about being better than you were yesterday. When you take care of yourself, you bring more to the relationship table. You can serve more people. You can love more people. And finally, number five. Practice forgiveness for yourself and let go of the grudges that you hold. Forgiveness is essential in any relationship. And I have talked about this and spoken about this and chatted about this. Whatever word you want to put there, I have covered it because I wholeheartedly believe forgiveness. You cannot have a relationship if you do not have forgiveness, period. And that is shown to us by God himself, right? God sent his son, Jesus. He walked this earth and he showed us what it's like to forgive. He forgave in front of the people who ridiculed him, face to face, those who beat him, those who pretended that, oh, he was somebody. And then they said, no, 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 you're nobody to me. You got to know and learn how to forgive. That doesn't mean that something didn't happen to you. What it means is you're saying, I'm releasing myself from the shackles of these feelings that are only holding me down. I'm going to let God take the rest of it. But for me, I forgive and I'm going to move on. I don't need to sit here and worry about all of this because, you know, there's too much in life to live for. And so this is not where I'm going to build my house. I choose to build my house on forgiveness. So if you can let go of things for yourself, you'll be able to let go of things for others, but it starts with you. So practice forgiveness, especially for the smaller things. Now, that doesn't mean that it's an excuse that you don't work on changing. So for example, if you have an anger issue or a temper issue, don't sit there and say, oh, I forgive you for, you know, lashing out at the kids. Okay, great. And then 2 days later, you're lashing out at them again. You got to work at the stuff that you're not good at. All right, if I can just be so frank. You've got to be responsible for your actions. Forgiveness is not an excuse to do whatever you want to do because you can do it. There's something called restraint and discipline. And as a believer, we need to uphold that within ourselves because if we don't do it within ourselves, we can't expect it of others. Now, keep this all in mind. All of this leads to loving your reflection, right? The more you love yourself, the more love you have to give away. Marriage is an ongoing journey. Love grows where love is planted. There are always new ways to upgrade and improve. But by focusing on your reflection, you will experience deeper love and stronger connections. So what are you waiting for? It's time for an upgrade. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.